NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that you can stay close to your team even if you don't live in their town. Like, maybe you're a Raven who married a Seahawk who got a job in the land of the Falcons. With NFL Sunday Ticket, you can watch your team's out-of-market Sunday afternoon games no matter where you live, because you shouldn't have to change teams even if you change towns. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto renews.
In Kansas City, the National Football League season begins. They will host the Detroit Lions. That line has moved. I believe it was, a two-point swing or maybe a point and a half since the announcement of the injury to Travis Kelce, who actually might play tonight. I don't know that it'll swing back. Lamar Mitchell from MGM Resorts in Las Vegas joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Sir, thanks for coming back. I appreciate your time. It obviously wasn't painful the last time you were here. So let's get to this game. How much did Travis Kelce's, the news of a potential serious knee injury, how much did this swing the line?
Yeah, it's been crazy since we heard about this. We were at 6.5, and like you said, it's gone down to 4.5. Believe it or not, the money is still about even on this game, but the ticket count, we're looking at Chiefs, are about 2-1 in favor of the Chiefs. But it's been crazy since they announced that Kelce was out, might play. Just typical Monday night or typical football.
Right. Is that unusual? I mean, a two-point swing in a line seems like it's kind of extreme to me, unless it's a quarterback.
No, you're absolutely right. And that was what I was going to bring up, is typically that's a big swing for somebody who's a quarterback. You know, you're saying, hey, the quarterback might not play, you're going to the backup. But Kelce, as everyone knows, is one of the main cogs in this offense with Patrick Mahomes. And Mahomes did prove last year without Tyreek Hill that he and Kelce could still run that offense with Mahomes winning the MVP. So now without Tyreek Hill and then possibly without Kelce, we're going to see how valuable he is to that offense.
Oh, we know, especially since we don't have any known commodities really about the Chiefs wide receiving crew that we were familiar with before. I mean, a few years ago, we had Tyreek Hill. Even last year, there was Juju Smith-Schuster. Before that, you know, there was Sammy Watkins out there. And now we're just not sure. There's a lot of unproven or new pieces. You know, Kadarius Toney's there, but he's questionable as well. How much has the excitement surrounding the Detroit Lions contributed to this?
That's a funny thing, because some people are the same old, they'll say it's the same old Lions, but then others are like, hey, no, the Lions were on fire towards the end of the year, and it's going to catapult to this next season. So it's a little bit of a different matchup for a defending champion to come into.
Right.
Usually we've seen them come and play somebody who was either in their conference or the division or a big rival for them. Whereas this, it's one of those up-and-coming teams where you hope it's not the same old Lions. And with the news that Kelce might not play or isn't playing, that makes it a little bit more interesting for the betting public here.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is that there were a number of Chiefs games they could have chosen to put on the first Thursday of the season. They could have chosen the Bills. They could have chosen the Eagles, a rematch of the Super Bowl. They could have chosen the Dolphins or the Bengals. There were a lot of games that would have absolutely been slam dunks, and I think everybody went, really? The Lions? but as you pointed out, I mean, the Lions were dynamite down the stretch. They denied Green Bay a playoff spot with that win at Lambeau Field the last weekend of the season. Lamar Mitchell from MGM Resorts is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Was there anything better for the sports book in the offseason than Aaron Rodgers ending up with the Jets?
Probably. Outside of the Cowboys, everyone is Cowboys this, Cowboys that. But that probably was the biggest biggest storyline for us here in the books all summer long is Aaron Rodgers to the Jets and the fact that they were on Hard Knocks. That was great. It was absolutely, you know, obviously coming down to the season, everyone is going to be ready for the season tonight. But that just makes it more impactful.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's so many Jets fans in the media that, it's been endless hype on television even before Aaron Rodgers officially became a Jet. As soon as Aaron said, I'm going to the Jets, the places went nuts. Has Hard Knocks increased the handle at MGM?
Not necessarily. I think it's just Aaron.
Okay.
You know, number 12, who's now number 8, it's just Aaron. He increases the handle for everything, you know. So when he was with the Packers, obviously the Packers were a big following of the betting public, and we anticipate the Jets being a big following as well, you know, with that stellar defense that they had. And even though they didn't have any great quarterback play last year, you have a guy who's an all-time great, should elevate the offense, and picking up Dalvin Cook didn't hurt either.
No question about that. 9.5 wins is the total for the Jets. I think there's a lot of people going under that. What are your thoughts on where the what people are people right about under 9.5?
You know, as someone said to me years ago, you put your money where your mouth is, and I think most of the experts see that that's a tough division for them to win 10 games. So, you know, you have the Dolphins you're going to play. You have the Bills. You have right. The Patriots. And the Patriots weren't, you expect them to rebound from last year with an actual offensive coordinator. So more of the public is going over, but more of the, you know, the hardcore fans are going under on the Jets.
Yeah,
because
I mean.
It's to eke out 10 wins in that division with that schedule, it's going to be very tough.
To eke out 10 wins in the NFC South where the Panthers play, that might win you the division by 2 games. The Panthers, I think the total is 7.5, if I'm not mistaken. That seems like a number they can achieve, but, I mean, they're also starting a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, and on this number, we open it at 7.5, which is really, really high, in my opinion, on this team. Everyone's ticket count, it's pretty even, but we're getting more tickets on the under, about 2-1 on the under.
Wow.
And money is about 4-1 on the under. We're at 7.5 minus 145. And like you say, with the rookie quarterback and, you know, even with some of the best rookie quarterbacks, you don't see that turnaround right away from a team that has the number one pick. You've seen it before with Cam Newton there.
Yes.
He put up great numbers his rookie year, but they didn't. There was no big jump in wins like you would expect. And, you know, getting to 8 wins, like you said, if you get to 10 wins in the NFC South, you're probably going to win that division.
Oh, no, probably. I don't see how any team can get beyond. I'm not sure anybody can get to 10. In that division, but again, the division is not great. So if somebody gets off to a good start, maybe. Look, I think one of the best bets in terms of team over-unders, in terms of win totals, I think the Patriots over 7.5 is a good bet because I think, as you pointed out, with an actual offensive coordinator, they'll be better on that side of the ball. I mean, I don't know that they're going to win 10 games, but I think they could. I think they'll win 9. I think that entire division is going to be over 500. And something tells me that Pittsburgh over 8.5 is a good bet. But who knows? Let me ask you one more thing before I let you go. This is not football, Lamar Mitchell from MGM. How much action are you taking already on the Ryder Cup?
You know, that's, I will say, not as much as we would take on the Masters, you know, because we actually have the Masters up year
gotcha.
Round.
Right.
So, with the Ryder Cup, we'll get it. We'll get more action closer to the event. But Masters is definitely, bar none, the most single bet golf event we have all year.
Lamar Mitchell from MGM Resorts. I thank you very much for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. You guys have a great day.
We will. Absolutely. By the way, the United States, a very slight favorite in the Ryder Cup.
This episode is brought to you by Starfield. Embark on an epic journey through space in the first new universe in over 25 years from Bethesda Game Studios, the award-winning creators of The Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim, and Fallout 4. In this next-generation role-playing game, you decide who you are and what you will become. The most important story is the one that you tell. Create and customize your own character and become a weathered explorer, a charming diplomat, a stealthy assassin, or something else entirely. Pilot the ship of your dreams with a hand-picked crew as you venture through the settled systems and explore more than 1,000 planets, finding adventure and meeting a memorable cast of characters along the way. Set on a journey through the stars to answer humanity's greatest mystery of all. Starfield is available now on select platforms. For all, into the Starfield. Visit www.starfieldgame.com to learn more and buy now. Rated M for mature.